We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's OMF on EEI.
Now the question becomes, what happens to Jimmy Garoppolo? And a lot of people think the 49ers are going to trade him. I'm telling you right now, the mindset of the organization today is they're not trading him. And they're not trading him because they believe they have a Super Bowl caliber roster. I don't expect it today to be before this season. I do think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the starting quarterback on opening day. Plan is to have Garoppolo on the roster.
Oh, that was Adam Schefter.
Schefty.
Yeah. He's the same guy, by the way, who told us that the Patriots would not trade Jimmy Garoppolo for
he was right.
Four first-rounders, right? Four first-rounders.
He was right. He was taken out of context on that one.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Oh, at the draft, they weren't going to trade for him. That's right. Okay. He was right.
So we were thinking of you Friday when you were off, as we were watching this big deal between the 49ers and the Miami Dolphins.
How about it?
Because I know that you all along are hoping that Bill Belichick is going to move up in the draft. So San Francisco gives up three first-round draft picks, a third-rounder as well, to get up to number three from number 12. I hate to say it, Lou, I think your chances of Bill moving up, I think you're better off to go the other way, that Bill might go down in the draft.
No, why? Did nobody think that anybody was going to trade up in front of New England, at least one team? Like Miami, if they're not interested in a quarterback, they should have traded out. I mean, Cincinnati's not interested in the quarterback. They're probably going to trade out, too. I don't know about Atlanta. I expected somebody to trade up. I just knew you couldn't do it with Miami. I think it's a good move for them. You know, it's a smart organization. Put a value on a quarterback. So you go up and just like what I want these guys to do, go up, draft a kid for the future while you kind of stick with what you have now. And they have a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo that they feel like, you know, is when he plays, he's good. They have a Super Bowl caliber team. But he gets hurt. And, you know, even if he stays healthy this year, he's gone after a year. So you draft your kid. You let him sit there. Hopefully you don't need him. Garoppolo stays healthy. And you're building for the future. You have hope at the most important position. So, yes, I still hope that Bill does it, moves up to four, moves up to five, and looks at San Fran and says, huh, you guys are smart because you actually value the quarterback.
Wait, so you keep saying it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. What ain't going
to
happen, Glenn?
Bill's not moving up to
I agree also.
Quarterbacks are off the board now, guys. They're off the board.
Well, they're going to go off the board. What'd you think?
You're not getting inside. So if you really want to, you know, dance with the big boys, you have to get inside four.
Four or like, five.
The only one you're going to get is Cincy. So because Cincy doesn't need a quarterback, so that would be the only team, in my opinion, that would be willing to trade and move back.
What, Atlanta? Now,
Atlanta's going to draft a quarterback, too.
Why?
Matt Ryan?
We don't know.
This contract? Well, okay. I think they will. You're not getting to four.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're not getting a quarterback.
The Atlanta Falcons, who have Matt Ryan under quarterback, under contract, you don't think they would sit there and take what San Fran just gave Miami, move back to 15, get a future first or two, and replenish that you got a quarterback and build your roster and say, yeah, we're not in dire need of a quarterback. Matt Ryan can still play. We got him under contract for two more years. Let's build our roster. In a couple years, we'll be enforced to make this decision. I don't think Atlanta's a lock to take a quarterback, somebody will trade up with Atlanta and Cincy to take a quarterback.
Yeah, that'll be Carolina.
And it should be you.
And then you're out. Carolina doesn't have to move much to do that. They don't have to give up nearly as much. There is no way.
And then Bill, trade with Cincy.
There is no way Bill's giving up three first-round draft picks and more.
Two.
More. He's giving up what?
Yeah, and also,
just gave up three.
You want to move that far up. You want to move that far up to get the fourth best quarterback in the draft?
Maybe the fifth.
The fifth best
just
quarterback.
Just because the fifth best quarterback might be Justin Fields, it might be the guy that they like. or it might be Trey Lance, and it might be the guy they like. We've always said the whole time, you just never assumed it was going to be Mac Jones, but given recently what's going on, maybe it was. Who knows? But, yeah, the fourth and fifth quarterback might be the fifth taken, but they might sit there and say Justin Fields is the guy that we like, or Trey Lance is the guy that we want. He's going to be there at five. We're going to talk to Cincinnati. We're going to move up because we like Fields. We like Lance, whatever it might be. They're still in play. Someone's going to deal for number four, number five. There's two more trades coming. One of them.
I think you're right. I think there will be other trades coming, and I think Carolina will be one of those teams, certainly, that try to move up and get a quarterback. I think you've got no chance of Bill Belichick doing this and giving up three first-round draft picks to move up, plus more. Look at what – you know, we were talking about how crazy it was to trade for Deshaun Watson and give up three first-round draft picks, and San Francisco did more to get maybe Mac Jones, which is ludicrous. There's no way Bill's involved in this. He just won't.
Well,
I think it's more likely now he drafts down.
They went from 12 to 3 and gave him two future firsts, right? So, I mean, I think they gave him two extra first-round picks, but they just went from 12 to 3. So it was two future firsts and a third, correct?
Yeah, but
all right, so you can't get
but there's a huge difference between 12 and 15 and 3 and 4 because you can't get a quarterback at 12 or 15. The reason that San Francisco moved up, the reason I think Carolina will move up, is they want a quarterback. And Bill's not that desperate. He just really isn't that desperate.
And that's probably the biggest problem I have.
What?
Is that Bill Belichick is not that desperate.
For the fourth or fifth quarterback.
Well, no, for a good quarterback.
Fourth or fifth quarterback.
Well, Glenn, again, can we just say that
we don't know if they're going to be good.
We don't. There's five quarterbacks out there. We all agree that their order and who's the best. They might sit there and say Lawrence is out, whatever. Wilson is out. Those guys are out of play. And now we don't know who they're going to take. Maybe it's Mac Jones. But from day one, they could have liked Trey Lance. And they say, yo, he could be the fifth quarterback taken, but that's the guy we'd like. So, but the fact is that San Fran looks at their team and says, you know, with Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, we're basically a 22-8. I mean, we're a Super Bowl team. Without him, we've gone, 7-27. So that's a team that knows how valuable a good quarterback is. A lot of these other teams know how valuable a good quarterback is. My problem is I don't know if Bill does. He had Tom for all these years, and he thinks Cam Newton's good enough. But when you start playing years and years and years, like a lot of these teams, why they chase quarterbacks, because they realize it. They've lived it. Mediocre quarterbacks don't win in this league. That's why teams are desperate. Bill still thinks he can win with mediocre quarterbacks, and I don't think he can.
Yeah, I think the whole Jimmy Garoppolo, I think everyone's a little premature on his departure. Like, he is going to stay one more year.
I agree with that.
If you want to sit there and ride the wave with Cam Newton, do it one more year. He will be available, and he will be knocking, banging on your door for a job. Now, unless he goes to the Super Bowl, then they got real issues because now what do you do with him? You can keep him and do the Aaron Rodgers sort of thing. You can do the, you know, he could be Jimmy Garoppolo 2.0, and now the young guy that they draft is now, you know, sitting on the bench because Jimmy Garoppolo's playing so well. Like, it doesn't make any sense for the San Francisco 49ers to move him when they don't have anybody else. They don't have anybody. And let's not even talk about the fact that they go to the Super Bowl, then what happens to a lot of these teams, because the league is set up for teams to kind of struggle. Okay, they get all these injuries, they can't get ahead of themselves. This is what the San Francisco 49er coaches are telling me. This is the way the league is kind of set up. They don't want the same team winning over and over and over again. Like, they want parity. So they make it really hard for you to be successful 2-3 years in a row. So I'm not surprised at all that the luck ran out for the 49ers. They had a bunch of injuries, but they're bringing everybody back. I mean, not Tampa Bay bringing everybody back, but they're still going to be a highly competitive team. So why the hell would they say, hey, here you go. Take the keys, young buck. Trey Lance, you've played, five games? No way.
Because it makes
Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Well, because you're getting caught up in lying season.
You tell me all the time. I have a filter for lying season.
This is lying season.
I have a filter. No,
you're getting caught up in it.
How am I getting caught up in lying
because
season?
Because the San Francisco 49ers are lying out of their ass.
You get caught up in? You're stubborn. You're stubborn.
Well, that might
stubborn,
be. I might be
you're
stubborn.
You're pigheaded, and you will not take the next step to go to acceptance. So you're forcing all of us to stay in denial
This makes zero sense.
What makes
for the
zero
49ers
sense?
To hold on to
I want to hear this.
Garoppolo.
Is that good?
Okay. Explain it to me.
Well, there's a bunch of reasons. Okay. Why. What you're getting right now is posturing, and the 49ers are doing exactly what they need to do. And that is they need to convince everybody out there, because they waited too long with all of this with Garoppolo, because all the quarterbacks have gone off the board. And then Deshaun Watson went off the board because of his behavior. And so suddenly they're looking at it saying, oh, my God, this is a tough situation for us. So they've got to build up Jimmy Garoppolo to try to get something for him right now. They want to get something in return. But they with the all you have to do is look at the money. The money makes no sense for the 49ers. They need this money. They need this money more to carry it over into next year, where they have free agents popping up of valuable players on their team.
Next year?
Yeah, it makes. Yeah, you can carry it over. It makes no sense.
You don't think they're a very good team, San Fran?
I think they're a good team.
But you. So if you're a good team, Glenn, you are not making moves now and dropping trading a quarterback to save money for next year.
No,
I think we've already talked about how the cap is going to go up. We've already seen what restructuring looks like in this league. Everyone is doing it. Like, I think they're a good football team. I don't think there's a chance that they move on from Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, I think there's every chance in the world. I'll be shocked if he's on their roster. Matter of fact, I'll still go with it. He will be on New England's roster at the start of this football season. Let's get to it.
Wow, kidding.
We're
doubling, tripling down on this.
Well, I think there's more evidence. I think what you're doing is you're falling for the comments that are coming out of San Francisco. They're doing a great job of throwing the BS out there.
Please, and people are buying it.
Hook, line, and sinker. I love it. I think since you're so confident,
I think there needs to be a certain piece of hair that grows on your lip that needs to be part of this deal.
We gotta get into this.
We'll get into it. We'll get into it. Then we'll get into your phone calls as well. At 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get social. Facebook.com/WEEI and WEEI Sports on Instagram. Now more of OMF on EEI.
Now the question becomes, what happens to Jimmy Garoppolo? And a lot of people think the 49ers are going to trade him. I'm telling you right now, the mindset of the organization today is they're not trading him. And they're not trading him because they believe they have a Super Bowl caliber roster. I don't expect it today to be before this season. I do think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the starting quarterback on opening day. Plan is to have Garoppolo on the roster.
That is Adam Schefter, and I'm sure he's hearing that from the 49ers, because it makes all the sense in the world for Kyle Shanahan and for John Lynch to pass that message along. We're not dealing him. Nope. You can't have him. You know, when Bert Breer talked about the Patriots inquired about Garoppolo earlier in the offseason, and the Niners told him he wasn't available. Sure they did. Why did they do that? Because they're trying to raise the value. They don't want to give Jimmy G away. On the other hand, they know that Bill Belichick is not, and who knows, maybe they had a conversation in the last week, and the 49ers said, hey, Bill, we'll take that number 15 pick overall in the first round. Be foolish
to give that away. You can call it lying season.
It's lying season.
If you have the ability, that doesn't mean that you're correct. Like, you're basing this on
it's
a
take.
It's a hunch.
My opinion.
You have a hunch.
It's not a hunch.
So because somebody else disagrees with you, your retort is you can't filter out the bull crap. Hold on.
Yeah.
That's bull crap in itself. Okay. I think it's really easy to figure out what they're doing, and every person who brings out some sort of information says, for now, blah blah blah, for now. blah, blah, blah.
Who's stubborn now?
Okay. No, look at their roster. Look at their roster, Glenn.
Makes no sense
look
to keep
how
them
they're,
on that roster.
Okay, let's go draft a quarterback, third overall. I don't care whoever it is. Is it Mac Jones? Fine. Okay, he's the guy that's best suited to start as a pro. Any of these other guys, good luck.
Suppose it is Mac Jones. So they've given up 3 first-round draft picks, okay, and a third. And if they they swapped the first, but that's a huge swap because it's you at a position where you couldn't get a quarterback versus being in a position where you can get the third best quarterback.
I'm curious why you say look at that roster; it makes no sense to keep them. Most people look at that roster and say it makes no sense to trade.
Listen, the only way, and I don't think it's going to happen for a while, because they're going to bring Mac Jones into camp. They'll draft him. They bring him into camp. They want to find out what he's all about. But why would you start the season with Jimmy Garoppolo, and once you get to the first week, you're guaranteeing him $26 million. By week 4 or week 5, maybe by then you've got Mac Jones ready to start. You're stuck with Jimmy G. He's got a no-trade deal. You can't move him. And by the way, if he gets injured, and he does get injured often, unfortunately, for New England, if they're interested in him, he gets injured often. Guess what? He's got guarantees on that injury now.
I understand.
The money part of it makes no sense for San Francisco.
I know, but you know, we talk about the Patriots drafting a rookie. There's no intention in playing him year one. Like I don't plan on all the great quarterbacks. I mean, Mahomes didn't even play year one. None of them have played year one. Lamar Jackson didn't play year one. None of them. So there's no way on a championship. When you say look at this roster, I do. I look at this roster, and I think the roster in San Fran is very, very good. And there's no way they're going to turn over to rookie. Who's the other guy they got in their roster? Well, Josh Rosen?
We're dealing with Kyle Shanahan, though. And so Kyle Shanahan's been a little bit different over his career, certainly in Washington with RG3. We can look at players that he's done this in the past.
Well, RG3, that Washington team, was that any good? Like when he played him? Like I'm just saying, like I don't think it makes any sense. And by the way, they don't need the money. They have the $19 million under the salary cap right now.
Correct.
And spending $26 million for a starting quarterback on a team that you think can contend, I don't really think is an overpay at all. So you keep Jimmy G. You hope you don't need to use this kid that you draft at all. And then it's a nice smooth transition to the quarterback of the future. If he gets hurt, you know, maybe you do feel like a guy like Mac Jones can help you at some point, even though it's not ideal. But I don't see, like, seriously, when I look at this roster, it's complete opposite of what you said. I don't see why they would trade him.
So this got
buzzed. And if you're the Patriots, you don't trade for this guy, do you?
This got buzzed this weekend.
You can't.
This got buzzed this weekend because of Jordan Schultz from ESPN, who tweeted this. Patriots are not pursuing 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, per sources. Cap space isn't there, and obviously Cam Newton will return. Additionally, the draft is flush with quarterbacks. No Jimmy GQ reunion for the Pats in foreseeable future. Well, Jordan Schultz, I don't know where he's getting this report. Certainly, I'm not sure he's tied in with Ernie Adams or Bill Belichick or whatever. He's basically an NBA guy. His tweet this past week during the draft was that, per sources, Danny Ainge is not trading Jaylen Brown. Did anybody think that there was any chance of Danny Ainge trading Jaylen Brown? But he's a basketball guy.
Yeah, but
and he's throwing it out there, and it's getting play out there because this is what we do. We take anything that anybody writes on Twitter, and suddenly it carries some sort of credibility. Thank God for Mike Giardi, who knows a little bit more about the football stuff. I would ignore just about anything you see or read on Garoppolo right now. Noise coming from all directions, leverage plays, all of it.
Okay, well, help me out. They're not going to release him. Do we agree that the Niners would never release Jimmy Garoppolo?
But they may be putting themselves in a position where they have to.
Why?
Because if they continue to hold on to him, and I don't think it's going to happen right now. It might not happen until August, Lou.
Here's the thing. They don't have to. I mean, like I said, they're almost $20 million under the cap right now. So they're not going to release Jimmy G. It's not like if we can't find a trade partner, we're going to release the player. There isn't a chance in hell they do that and just run with the rookie quarterback when they can just, right? Just to save money that they don't need to save.
I would say this, if you're giving up that much capital in the draft, and we're seeing more and more of these young quarterbacks.
The quarterback of the future.
These young quarterbacks who can play right out of the gate.
Nope, year two.
Okay. What we're seeing right now is they gave up so much capital. They must really believe, and that's why everybody's pointing, as Christian said, to Mac Jones being their guy, because Trey Lance is not going to be ready. But Mac Jones is probably the guy that you can plug in there right now and can run what they want to do. But you give up that much capital, and you're not going to play the kid, and then you've got Jimmy G under contract for the next 2 years?
Really, really. But the penalty, that the amount of money that you would have to eat, even if you cut him right now, is like three-something million. It's low. And I don't even know what it is for next year.
1.4.
In next year.
He's got 1 year left.
Yeah. So he's got, so this is it.
2.8 this year.
And that is my point. So this is, so if, see, what I don't buy into any of these guys, any of these tweets that they're throwing out there. I look at the situation that they're in. I look at the money that how much it would cost them to get rid of them. And then what's the liability if they don't have them on the team? So, okay, you're saying we can actually wait. Like, I believe that their intention is to keep him, to start him, and to play him. But if they get into camp and they realize this guy's better, we're good with this guy, just like Seattle was with Russell Wilson his rookie year, I believe they will start being more aggressive. And because at this point in time, it's like he's their safety net.
But you don't financially have to cut the guy, and then you want to trade this man, you got to be able to fit it under the cap. Pats don't have that space right now.
Who does?
Contract he has now.
So Chicago does.
This contract he has now.
So I'm just saying.
Chicago's
so,
got $600,000.
But I get it. But it's okay, so you're going to cut him for what? And have Josh Rosen back up a rookie?
No, I think, Lou, the reason that they would keep Jimmy Garoppolo, if they end up keeping Jimmy Garoppolo and they draft Mac Jones, it's exactly what Christian said. It's because they realized, oh, my God, Mac Jones is not ready. He is not ready. So right now, Jimmy Garoppolo is an insurance policy for the 49ers.
All right, so you like what you see him in camp for Mac Jones?
If you do, I think they find a way.
Jimmy G?
No, I think they find a way of trying to deal him, and they know they got Bill Belichick on the hook. But Belichick's not giving a first-round draft pick. Belichick will give something a lot cheaper.
How does the money work?
Lou, hold on. Real quick.
They'll redo his contract.
If that is the case, I mean, it's all about just timing. So if you take a guy like Jimmy G and you wait till the very end and you start slashing and saying, listen, we either need to renegotiate your contract or we're going to cut you, which at that point in time,
which Bill would love,
which a lot of teams would love.
Yes.
But I think it would be better, just like Trent Brown. Treat him like Trent Brown. You have a relationship with the San Francisco 49ers. You've done business with them before.
We'll give you a third.
You say, and then you bring his agent and you bring Jimmy Garoppolo in involved also. Hey, oh, by the way, they don't want you. We do. We want to pay you, but not that much. So you can take your chances on the open market, you know, go into some sort of town or city that doesn't really understand you and didn't help develop you. Okay. Or you can stay here and you can have a chance not only to start, but win a playoff game with us. That, to me, seems to be the most logical explanation. So I do agree with Glenn. Like, there it is still a chance, but so many things have to go right.
Yeah.
Like, so, and that's why I'm betting against it, because I don't believe all those things are going to go right.
I just don't think, I don't think, rookies come in and play on bad football teams. They don't come in and play on good football teams.
Yeah, we went over that. Ben Roethlisberger came in as a rookie.
When was that? 2003?
His first year in the league. Yeah, 2003. They whooped us. When we went there, went to the AFC Championship game, and he threw three interceptions. So we were trying to find a comp.
2003.
That's the only one we could think of. Russell Wilson is the other one, later round draft pick. But it does happen. Hell, you can use you can't use Justin Herbert, and you can't use Joe Burrow.
I think it's a smart play by San Fran. They don't need to cut the guy. They can afford it. And you play Jimmy Garoppolo because you are a championship caliber team, and you value the quarterback position. So you have a good starting quarterback when healthy. Questions, they didn't go the veteran route. Like, if they had, in the offseason, if they had brought in, Winston, or if they brought in even like a Ryan Fitzpatrick, or they brought in that type of guy that kind of, for then I would say, okay, well, they got these two guys, then they make this trade. Yeah, now I can see them definitely moving on from Jimmy because they got another capable veteran to go with the rookie. But I don't see themselves leaving themselves with just a rookie on this team. I don't care how good he looks. in camp. I don't think championship teams do it. I guess Roethlisberger years ago, maybe they're the only one.
I just
don't see teams doing it.
I do think they'll make that move if that's the case. And the only way they don't make this deal is if Mac Jones is a problem at camp. If they look at him and say, oh, my God, you know, not as bright as we thought. Boy, those reports were a little bit exaggerated. But if they like what they have, based on the salary, based on the fact that he has a no trade, so he's got them by the balls. They don't have the flexibility. He can decide where they're trading him to. They don't have a lot of value in him. And I'm sure what they're doing right now is they're willing to throw it out there and they'll say, well, if we can get a first-round draft pick, who would give a first-round draft pick for him? I'm not sure anybody would give a second for him right now based on his history. So they're looking at nothing right now in return. But if you get Mac Jones and he looks good in camp and they get to that first game, and once he plays in that first game, they are guaranteeing him $26 million for a guy that could end up be sitting with a clipboard on the sideline, that becomes a problem for the 49ers. I don't think it's as easy as people think it is right now. And it's all well and good to sit there and say, well, you have a veteran quarterback, you know, sitting in the wings. Yeah, you have a veteran quarterback who's pissed right now because you just moved up in the draft and you're bringing a kid in, well, and the kid's going to take his job because you gave all of these assets in return. It's not like Jimmy G can beat this kid out. That's not the case. Jimmy G is on borrowed time right now, and that's a problem, I think.
Or you can get a motivated Jimmy G, as we've seen with many quarterbacks when they draft a kid in front of a veteran that prove he can play. Right? I'm not comparing him to Brady or Aaron Rodgers.
Sure, but they could motivate
seen that reaction.
Yeah.
I just think they value winning. And I think they're doing a good job with having their quarterback room. A guy they know they can win with. Still some questions. Maybe not the long-term answer. They're going to find their long-term answer, but they're going to win in the meantime.
Yeah, I think this is one of those decisions where the guy that's making the decision is Kyle Shanahan and not John Lynch. And Kyle Shanahan is the guy who's operating that offense every single day. All right, 617-779-7937. Your take, Jimmy G, does he come to the New England Patriots? And do you want him? Apparently, in the latest poll we took, a lot of people really like Jimmy G. We will get to it coming up next right here on OMF.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
There's not a stupid question, there's not a bad idea, and go.
Now back to OMF.
So Glenn, let's get back to this, because I'm intrigued by the power that in theory Jimmy Garoppolo has here, right? He controls his face. So
call that leverage.
Yeah. So Bill Belichick calls and he's interested. But he wants to get permission to talk to Jimmy about a contract. If I'm Jimmy, I'd say, I don't think you need permission to talk about it. I'm quite comfortable with the $26 million you're going to pay
me
this year.
I like where I'm at. I like where my life is.
I think he holds an incredible amount of leverage here in a weird way. Like, if theoretically, he just lost his job, right? But he feels pretty good because he's got the no-trade clause, so he decides where he goes and how much he makes.
That's Andy Hart from the show on Friday, and I agree with that. Jimmy has all the leverage in the world. It actually makes it worse, I think, for the 49ers. Now, Andy Hart wrote today, Jimmy Garoppolo makes perfect sense for the 49ers in 2021 more than for the New England Patriots. Well, it does unless Mac Jones comes in and they believe he is ready to start right out of the gate. They gave up an awful lot of assets to get this guy, and now suddenly Jimmy Garoppolo is what to you? He's a $52 million albatross. That's what he is. And there's not much movement you have in the way of a trade because, as Andy Hart said, and I agree, Jimmy's got all the leverage. He can say, no, I don't want to go there.
Yeah,
no,
I agree with, like, you know, as far as, you know, where you're drafting a guy and how much assets you bring, you know, give up, it tells you how much you like him. So obviously there's a guy at three they love, and maybe it's Mac Jones, who knows? We'll see. But I would feel the same way at the Patriots. I want them to give up a similar package to go up to 4 and 5 and to get their guy. I don't think he's going to start this year, though. I mean, if you're a good football team, you go up and you draft the guy because you have an opportunity to get the guy of the future. And I think San Fran, you know, and the New England Patriots, what they've built with their roster, they're going to try to be a playoff team. If they would have trade up and give up all that package for Justin Fields, I wouldn't be sitting there saying, well, they gave up all that for him to start week one. I think it's unrealistic if you're a good football team. You know, I mean, if you're the Jets, okay. If you're Jacksonville, I get it. You know, if you're Cincinnati, if you're the you know, the Chargers, in which they didn't even play, it was by accident, a kid got hurt. I just don't think good football teams do that.
Yeah, there's Kyle Shanahan, though. And, you know, he has great control of that offense. And he probably looks at it and says, the kid can do it. Everybody tells me how smart he is. Charlie Weiss thinks right out of the gate he can come and start and be a terrific quarterback in this league. So I don't know. Maybe they look at it. And I think that's why most people think that it actually is Mac Jones, that the guy that they want, because Trey Lance wouldn't make any sense, right? Christian, he's played one game last year, and he's played against a weak schedule.
But here's the thing, though. So, okay, if all roads lead to an obvious answer, that's when I would say be wary of who's delivering the information. Like, it's like we sit there, and Mac Jones has been a part of a PR push like no other quarterback I have seen in a long period of time, to the fact that the guy's having two pro days. Not one, but two. And maybe it's because there is no NFL scouting combine. So instead, you know, most guys would go to the combine, then have another pro day at their school. So he's doing two no matter what. Most people are just doing one because it's just not enough time. But he's having two. So I can easily see how the public is getting kind of caught up in it. And then all these other, you know, analysts or former players or former coaches are going out there saying, ah, this guy's the best thing ever. This guy's the best thing ever. All right, well then, not saying that he can't play in the league, because if he was doing the same thing and had better numbers than Tua Tagovailoa, that was the fifth pick in the draft, why shouldn't this guy be a worst-case scenario fifth pick? So I guess it just all ultimately depends on what type of player that you want. Do you want a real active, mobile, you know, groundbreaking type of guy that can really make something out of nothing? That's not Mac Jones. That isn't him. You're not going to get that.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we think it's Mac Jones, right? Because they're all going to see him play today.
Well, I mean, don't you feel like Shanahan, if anybody's stock has gone up over the past month, it's been his.
Right.
As far as marquee type players. I mean, there's other guys in other positions, yes. But ultimately, he's the guy that's getting most of the attention, not Trevor Lawrence, because everyone knows where he's going. And then it's basically who's number two.
Well, Wilson was terrific, apparently, at his pro day. He was throwing the ball off the wrong foot and throwing it a mile and everything else. So we threw a poll out there, OMF, on WEEI. 79% of Patriots fans want Jimmy G to return. So here was the poll. Do you want Jimmy Garoppolo to return to the Patriots? 20% no, I don't want Jimmy G. Or 21%, 20.8%. Yes, trade for Jimmy G, 47.1. Yes, only if cut and cheap money, 32.1%. Isn't that more? Because I'm not sure that Patriot fans are that enthralled with Jimmy Garoppolo. I think there still is the fear. Yeah, well, how many of the 16 games is he going to be able to show up for and play? Isn't this more an indictment that Cam Newton right now is the quarterback of the New England Patriots?
I'm in the acceptance phase. And so I am 100% on board with this is the way it's going to be. You're basically on a, like, Garoppolo's lease is up at the end of the season. He'll be moving to another place. That I'm almost positive on. I'll bet an eyebrow on that one.
Yeah, you should.
This year, but I guarantee you wouldn't. Like, you're really, really confident.
No, I think he's gone at the end of the first year. Absolutely.
No.
I think it's going to happen earlier than
okay,
that. Yeah.
So that's my point. So you're so confident. So I would like you to bet your mustache.
No, not betting mustache.
I mean, why? I'll tell you what I really like to rely on. And if you're really looking for a true indication of what's going on or what the people are saying, you turn to the tight end room. You turn to the tight end room because they're the most connected out of any position group on any team.
Oh,
that's why I go to my good friend and colleague, Jermaine Wiggins. It looks like Jermaine is trying to get that hashtag insider, but as an NFL insider, because it looks like he's actually talking to some people. And I say people, I mean guys inside the lines. When I say inside the lines, I mean players. He actually talked to a guy, and he did not have a glowing review about one Jimmy Garoppolo.
And let me tell you something. My sources here tell me, and I ain't really want to say this, but they used to look at Jimmy G a little sideways, like he was kind of a little bit Mr. Glass. And I'm not talking about the Sam Jackson character,
right?
Where they were like, can't really depend on him. Can't stay on the field.
Who are we talking about here?
I ain't gonna say no names.
Players or coaches?
How about initials?
Let's just say they were between the lines.
They were between the lines.
Yeah.
People that are still here are now gone.
Well, let's just say they were between the lines.
They were between the lines.
Why don't we just do a report? Where were they? Who was it?
Between the lines.
So his teammates thought he was soft.
All right, let me. I'm not saying who. I'm just saying between the lines.
Between
they
the lines.
They looked at him a little bit like, can we really count on this dude? Can we really count
on? It's a report from Public Health England. That's the sourcing on this.
PHE.
So
people are playing that sound everywhere, running that story, and they're like,
all over the country.
Serious?
Australia's got it in the last hour. Everybody's got it.
It would have been great if you threw a Wiggyism in the middle of this thing, so when people play this sound, because it's got picked up. Pro Football Talk picked it up.
Everybody's got it.
I just thought it was weird because, and I guess maybe because I was trying to think, like, was he even here long enough to be called soft? I mean, most of the health issues really kind of came after he left. But, you know, I guess he did get hurt, in that middle of that second game. And if you remember, you know, we're wondering if he's able to come back week three, week four, because Brady was still out the first 4 weeks, and he wasn't. And Brissett jumped in there. They won the first game by the defense. They got embarrassed in the fourth game. So I don't know. Maybe those opinions being formed of him at that point, the fact that he didn't come back and play in game three or game four. They were wondering if he's soft and couldn't handle it. Maybe you already. I just felt like he wasn't here long enough to feel that way. Most of his injuries were in San Fran.
Yeah, I would say that. Is that opinion based on what happened in San Francisco?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well,
but when I heard him say it this morning, I said, okay, I'm not surprised at this. Let's look at his track record. He's only played 23 of 46 games out there.
But that's after he left.
Well, yeah, he may be talking to somebody there. But back here, if you remember, he did have that game four, in which he was supposed to play in 3 hours before he pulled the plug on himself, did he not? And there were some questions there wrapped around the team, whether, you know, why did you not give us more notice? Remember that?
Can you really count on this dude?
So I can understand that. So he's getting that from somebody. That makes some sense. Listen, nobody is denying the fact that he's injury prone.
Well, I'll say this.
It is the biggest question mark. If you're the New England Patriots and if you're Bill Belichick and bringing Jimmy Garoppolo, and that's why you don't give a high draft pick for him, you've got a question, as evidenced by not only here, but when he went to San Francisco, of whether he can show up on Sunday.
I don't want Jimmy G here. I don't want him. I don't want him traded here. I don't want him signed here, released. I just don't. Yeah, I think he's a better quarterback than Cam. But when you weigh in the fact that Cam might actually be on the field for 16 weeks and you hope he can kind of build something, this kid here, like, I think it's like the worst thing in the world. If Josh McDaniels putting an offense together, you know, week one, week two, building it, putting plays in and trying to have this offense grow, you know, different plays that work. And then all of a sudden, in the back of your mind, knowing you really can't count on him. Like, I don't, and then week eight, week nine, you got to go back to a Cam Newton offense or somebody else's offense. Like, it's just, I don't think it's what you want to do if you're an NFL team trying to build, if you're a playoff team. Now, again, you see the record of the Niners without him. This is a good team. 27-8 with him, like 6-27 without him. Like, no, I don't want to do all your eggs on a quarterback that when he's healthy, you like, but you can't count on
and
him.
And that's why I think Bill's
done. Why would you do that? Why would you trade something for him? Why would you pay for that?
That's why I don't think Bill is chasing him right now. He's not going to give up a first-round draft pick. He may not give up a second-round draft pick. But John Lynch came out last week and admitted that he was getting calls about Jimmy G. Where do you think those calls are coming from? Here in New England. And it forced him to go and make this trade. That's why he made the trade. He admitted that one reason he made the trade is he was getting so many calls for Jimmy Garoppolo. And, you know, yeah, we'll answer those phone calls. Sure he will. But he's not going to get a high draft pick for him. Because exactly what you just said, he's not dependable.
So why would you want him?
Because I think Bill and Josh, you know, think that they, like all coaches do, guys, it's huge ego, and they think in our system, with what we do, he can work. We can make it work with Jimmy G, and he's better than Cam Newton.
But there's no doubt that he can work. He can. I mean, he's good. Like, he'll be able to thrive in this offense. See, I didn't use the S word. He can thrive in this offense. That's not the issue. The issue is, ultimately, how many games are you really going to get out of him? So, fine. So, guys that are resilient, guys that are consistently out on the field, they get paid a little extra something because of their, you know, history, their reputation.
Tentus.
Playing through injuries, never missing a practice. That is worth something. I mean, if he was a free agent right now, there's no way he's getting the money he's getting there would be tons of clauses in his contract to protect these players because he always gets hurt, and he doesn't have a. If he had 2 years after this last year, of never missing practices and never missing a game, then I'd say the reputation is gone. The bad reputation is gone.
It's one of the reasons I think he might end up getting cut in the end, because you're not going to get a trade partner. You're not going to get anything for him because of the salary that he carries right now, that no team is going to lock themselves in for $26 million a year for the next 2 years. They're not going to do it. Dan Orlovsky this morning on Get Up, he was comparing him to your guy, Jameis Winston. Mm.
First of all, is Jimmy G done in San Francisco? Depends on who they draft. If they draft Mac Jones, he's gone. If they draft Trey Lance, I could see them keeping Jimmy Garoppolo until Trey Lance is ready. That being said, Jimmy Garoppolo has missed 23 games in the last 3 years. Okay, if we are going to hold Carson Wentz to fire for missing games and lack of dependability or availability, we've got to do the same thing for Jimmy Garoppolo. In the last 3 years, he's got the third worst interception percentage in the NFL. If we are going to continuously kill Jameis Winston for turnovers, we've got to do the same thing for Jimmy Garoppolo. So I don't think the Patriots are like, oh my goodness, Jimmy Garoppolo could be available. He's missed 23 games the last 3 years. He throws too many interceptions. So I get it. Like, there's this aura because he came from them, but were they beating down the door to go get Carson Wentz or Jameis Winston? No. So I don't think the Patriots will or should be beating down the door to go get Jimmy Garoppolo.
I don't think they're going to beat down the door either, but I think that they have interest in him. And they're going to wait it out and see what happens in San Francisco. But he's right in what he said about the way Jimmy G played out there. Matter of fact, we know the biggest pick of the year was in the Super Bowl, and it killed their chances to win that game.
See, the one advantage the Patriots got by signing Cam Newton so quickly and so early is, you know, they are allowed to sit there and wait.
Yep, they get an insurance policy.
Hey, what's the worst case scenario? Well, we play another season with Cam. We know we can win 7 games. Guys like him. You know, we're limited, of course, but now we have some more speed and some more impactful players, and maybe we can get to 10, 11 wins. So worst case scenario, we're automatically on our way and we're better. And at the same time, we're going to try and improve the team. So I fully believe that they're going to do that. I just don't think that the San Francisco 49ers – are going to be willing to part ways with him, because I don't think they'll have enough time to determine whether the new guy is ready to go or not.
It's expensive, and it would, again.
But it really isn't.
But this might go right down to August. This would not surprise me at all if he suddenly becomes available in August to them. It's going to take a while.
I really don't. I mean, I don't think at $26 million, if you are a team that you feel like can win, I don't think it's that expensive keeping around, you know, because you got a kid behind him who's not making all that much money. So you have a very good quarterback room. You have insurance. You think you're a very good team. Cutting Jimmy G and thinking that Mac Jones is your starter day one with a guy like Josh Rosen behind him is a stupid, stupid play by the San Francisco 49ers. A stupid play. Like a rookie quarterback on a contending team and no depth at all behind him, as opposed to keeping Jimmy G, who can play as long as he's healthy. And then if the kid develops, then okay, then maybe by mid-season, end of the season, and then you cut Jimmy G at the end of the year.
Yeah,
but you know, why would you leave yourself with no net whatsoever?
Yeah, I think the 49ers have been trying to move on from Jimmy G now for the last year. And it's pretty obvious that this early in the process, over a month before the draft, they go out and make this deal because they were fearful that this deal was going to be picked up by Carolina or somebody else, and they were going to miss out on the opportunity. You're putting so much into it, they really don't have that much regard for Jimmy G. They don't. And I think unless Mac Jones, if he's their guy, just really sucks, and they don't think that he's anywhere close to being ready, I think Jimmy G is going to be available, and probably available to the New England Patriots. All right, this hour of OMF brought to you by Window World of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXT-WIN or online at windowworldofboston.com. Do you notice how Lou pissed off all the the average Al fans because he was sitting around out there in Oklahoma City. He pissed them all off on Twitter.
They don't appreciate the little things in OKC.
Apparently.
Nobody else other than Boston fans.
Got them all pissed off. So does anybody feel a lot better about the Celtics now? Or is this just a mirage? We'll get to it and continue talking about Jimmy G as well at 617-779-7937.